We will lead it off with Clay Hall from WSYX. Clay, go ahead.
Morning, Coach. We heard the news about CJ. Would you care to name a starter, or is that a little bit of a carrot you're dangling out there?
No, I just think, we'll see how CJ feels today. And then as we get closer to game time, we'll kind of make that final decision.
Is Quinn Ewers able to play?
Right now, he'd be unavailable.
And as far as CJ's situation, is this a little bit of a pitch count kind of thing, or do you think a week off will have him ready to go?
Yeah, we wanted to have some rest going into this week and try to allow him the opportunity to get stronger. And we're taking it day by day. But I think the mindset right now would be, to use him in an emergency role only on Saturday. But we'll see how he's feeling today.
Thanks.
All right, we'll go next to Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Ryan. Congratulations on bearing the lead, by the way. How serious is CJ's shoulder, and how much faith do you have in either Kyle or Jack at this point?
I have faith in both of those guys. I don't think CJ's situation is serious, but we did feel like some rest would go a long way.
All righty, next up, let's go to Jeremy Birmingham, Letterman Row.
Ryan, sorry to ask about something other than the quarterbacks, but for you, when did you know that Denzel Burke was going to be this guy? I mean, I know we talked about it through the spring that he had a little bit of a different vibe to him, but when did you know that? And also, what does that say about what Kerry Combs and Matt Barnes can do from a development standpoint, that a kid who was a wide receiver a year ago in Arizona is now maybe the Big Ten's best cornerback?
Well, I think that what Denzel's done since he's got here is have a very professional approach. He's worked really hard. He's very competitive. He's gone up against our receivers every day right from the jump. I think it was maybe the first or second day of practice, and he made an interception, and you just all of a sudden, you notice a guy like this. But then he keeps bringing it, and that's the part that, as a young player, to show consistency is the challenge. I think that, Kerry and Matt have both done an excellent job in getting him game ready with very little experience. Like you said, playing the position, and very, very excited about his future. Still has a lot to grow, a lot to build on, but has come a long way in a short period and still has a long way to go. But again, future very, very bright there.
I was going next to Dan Hope from 11 Warriors.
Yeah, Ryan, I mean, obviously Kyle hasn't played in a game yet at Ohio State. If he's the starter on Saturday, how comfortable do you feel with thrusting him into that role when he hasn't even played a game yet?
Well, it was the same situation we had with CJ first game, if that's the case. We have young quarterbacks, and that's going to be how it works. At some point, you got to get them out there, and you got to let them play and learn from their mistakes. And so, we just trust what we see in practice. It's all about their preparation. They're going against really good players every day in practice. It's time to, go let some other guys possibly get some action, probably this weekend based on, how CJ comes in today. But that's a good thing. We knew going into the season that we're going to need the whole room. We talked about that coming in, that this wasn't just going to probably be one guy, that we're going to need everybody. And we certainly know the story on that. In 2014, we needed, JT, Cardell, and Braxton. And this year, maybe it's similar to that way. I don't know. We'll see. But this is a great opportunity to possibly get these guys some reps. And it looks like maybe the opportunity is going to present itself here.
All righty, we'll go next to Austin Ward, Letterman Row. Austin.
Ryan, when CJ has been rested in practice, how have you guys managed the reps between Kyle and Jack? I know you tried to rotate as much as possible throughout camp. How did that change once you got into the season at all?
Yeah. So, these guys have both got reps. They both got reps with the ones. We split them, pretty good across the board during the week. And they both picked up the game plan. They both, I think feel pretty good going into a Thursday practice. Still got a lot more preparation to go here as we get to Saturday night. But we'll see how today goes, and we'll just keep looking at it. And the good thing is, I think that we have some guys who, are excited about getting some reps under their belt. And I think that's exciting for our entire team to see those guys play.
When would you tell one or the other that they might get the first snap on Saturday?
Yeah, we'll take a look at it today, and probably by tomorrow we'll put a plan together of exactly how we see the game playing out.
Righty, we'll go next to Bill Landis from The Athletic. Bill.
Ryan, just say CJ doesn't play and there's other two guys, you get a good long look at them. Would you use that as an evaluation tool for the position moving forward, or is this CJ's job and you're just giving him a rest?
Well, I think everything's an evaluation for sure. And again, this is a long season, so you just don't know what's coming next. And that's what I talk to our guys about all the time, that, you know, all I knew for sure was that in the first week, you know, we were going to have a starter named at Minnesota, and then, you know, the season's going to go from there. So here we are. And, you know, I think it's a great opportunity, guys, reps, and it'll be a great evaluation moving forward. But, you know, we'll just kind of see. I mean, let's just get through today and see where this goes.
All righty, next up, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
Yeah, obviously, Ryan, you did make a decision to give CJ the job to begin with. So what have you seen as far as improvement or development or whatever you want to call it from both Kyle and Jack over these last 3 weeks? How have you seen them get better to get to this point and help you?
You know, I think that over the last 3-4 weeks, there's been improvement in that room. And I think that, you know, those guys taking the two reps, you don't get as many reps, obviously, as you do with the ones. This week they've gotten more reps, and that's been good. But I think just being a part of the meetings, the games, seeing what happens in preparation, see what happens during the week in our preparation, the better that we practice, the better that we play, how important timing is during the week, you know, all those things add up. And now that they've gone through a couple weeks, they see what it looks like, and they've gone through warmups. They've done everything now. And so that's good. And so now it's going to be, you know, exciting to see these guys get on the field.
Okay, we'll go next to Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan, if CJ can't play, and would you pick one starter and stick with them throughout the game? Would you rotate Kyle and Jack? How do you have any, I guess, thoughts on how that would go?
Yeah, probably would pick one and then go from there. And then if the opportunity presents itself, you know, let the other guy, you know, get a drive. But I think the best thing to do is we got to go win the game and figure out which quarterback we think allows us the opportunity to do that, and then go from there.
All righty, next up, Tony Gerdeman, Buckeye Scoop.
Ryan, given the talent at that quarterback position, if you want to share this, how did CJ take the news of just getting a rest and possibly handing the position over for at least a week?
Well, we talked about it. I mean, it wasn't this wasn't something that was regulated. We talked about it, and we decided that that'd be good, really smart to kind of shut him down for a couple days, and we'll see how he's feeling right now. See how he's feeling today coming in, but that, you know, there was still kind of you know, this feeling that he had that, you know, clearly couldn't shake, and so maybe rest is something that would go a long way for him, and then you know, allow some of these other guys to practice and you know, move forward here. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how he's doing. We'll see how he's feeling. And obviously his feedback is important. You know, if he's ready to roll, then let's go. But I think rest here is probably going to be the best option moving into the weekend.
All right, we've got time for just a couple more. We'll go to Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, did you guys come into this week thinking that the CJ was probably going to rest this week? And like, did that kind of develop throughout the week as you're maybe watching him practice and see he wasn't all the way right?
No, just again, we shut him down. You know, Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, those are our big practices, and, you know, didn't throw Sunday after the game. And, you know, we just got together and decided that this is probably the best thing to do. And then, you know, reevaluate it here in a couple of days and see if that rest has helped.
And last question of the lightning round to Tim May, Letterman Row. Tim.
Yeah, Ryan, you remember you used to be a quarterback a long time ago, right?
I was.
Yeah. Were you ever sat down for a game to rest or two? And then number two, was there ever a time when you kind of BS'd your way into playing, even though maybe you were banged up, et cetera? And how do you kind of weigh all of those factors, you know, for the good of the team and the individual here?
Yeah. I actually kind of went through a similar thing when I played. You know, I you know, had an injury in my shoulder, and, you know, it took a week to kind of settle down a little bit. And then I felt like I was better a week after.
Yeah.
You know, that was me. And so, you know, these are the things you try to figure out. You try to figure out, like you said, you know, do you work through it or do you rest it? What makes the most sense? And so really what we do is we just turn to the doctors and our medical staff and take their opinions on it. you know, get CJ's feedback and try to make the best decision moving forward. And hopefully, you know, this is an opportunity to get healthy again, and then we can kind of regroup from there.
Yeah, but you understand his desire to play, right? I mean,
I mean, he's, you know, not if he's not able to play, you know, that'll be very, very hard for him. You know, he's competitive. He wants it very, very badly. And so, yeah, that's nothing. You know, no competitor wants to sit there and watch their teammates play. But we also have to be smart. We can't be reckless.
Thank you, man.
Yep.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you after the game Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks.